Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Barbecue Bob, the fall season is right around the corner. This is kind of the last official weekend of the summer. And so we're transitioning to the fall. If you haven't got your Labor Day grilling on, it's probably too late for us to help you.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, because Garrett's is open, and so is Sobeys and Old World Olive Company. And they're in here with studio right now. And I'm sure you're running to your stores this morning to make sure they're stocked with all kinds of fresh, beautifully squeezed, right from Italy, olive oil. Shasta and Corey, Old World Olive Company, longtime sponsors. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And waking up our morning.
Yeah.
What do you think of this bad ads?
Not too bad.
Mm-hmm. Ads.
You ever go to Siciliano's and get your beer?
Yes. You know, back in the day, out at Grand Valley, that was kind of like the place to go.
Oh.
Halfway there. Yeah, absolutely. You got to stop at Siciliano's there on Lake Michigan Drive on the west side.
Home with you.
From Grand Rapids.
So we were talking on the break about something you hadn't experienced before, and it's something Maureen, I think, or Emily turned me on to, and it's called spaghetti squash. It goes great with low-carb diets because you can replace – and everybody loves spaghetti. I know my dad was the only guy I knew that didn't like spaghetti.
I've never met anyone that doesn't like spaghetti.
It didn't have potatoes in it.
Oh,
but
well,
Archie Bunker did not like them.
Yeah, so I'm glad you went this way because I don't want to make this about me, but I'm on a restricted diet because the doc said, hey, man, you're on the path to diabetes. Right?
So don't drink any beer.
Well, that's just it. You got to cut the alcohol way back. And there's a few other things. And I'm okay with all of that. But pasta and bread were like number one and number two on my list. Yeah. And they're both off the list now.
Right.
So I'm looking for things and ways to fulfill that, not only the flavor, but the texture.
Right.
Right.
And the texture is different.
Right. This is cool. Well, have you ever had it?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Zucchini.
It's delicious.
Spaghetti squash.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you hadn't heard of it. Well, it is a little different, but the optics are the same. It looks the same. And when you put spaghetti sauce and meatballs on it, I don't feel cheated. It's different. So I don't quite get that same buzz, yet I still feel like I'm getting spaghetti.
Right. You still
and
feel filled.
I feel better, actually, because it's like, okay, I'm eating spaghetti, and I'm not sinning quite as bad.
Right. Yeah, it's something to get used to. I think the texture maybe was a little different for me at first.
Yeah.
But I'm with you that once you've had it, you kind of don't feel like you cheated.
Right. Yeah. So they're these yellow, looks kind of like a football. And you just cut it lengthwise and turn it upside down on your grill and do it indirect. You can grill it a little bit and then move it to indirect, or you can throw them in the oven and roast them like Maureen does.
Smoker would work then.
A smoker would work, but I'd go real light on the smoke because I don't know how much it depends on who you're serving.
Sure.
I like smoke. I'll eat a cigar.
Right.
I mean, that could be an invention.
I chew on them all the time.
That's how you do it.
It could be an invention, Bob. Smoky pasta.
There you go. Sure.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. I think you just did it.
So
I like making my own marinara, and my daughter Emily is just a whiz on a lot of little things that I've never played with, and she's given me some beautiful tips on meatballs, but she makes this little healthy meatball that's lean pork sausage and lean beef, and it doesn't have any breadcrumbs, but it has an egg and some Parmesan cheese in it, and she's got some tricks to making a meatball not tough, and that's basically by not working it too much.
Right.
And then we just made up a bunch of these meatballs. I had some of Sobeys Italian sausage, and some of my ground beef from the freezer.
Right.
And she made up a ton of meatballs, and they were wonderful.
Right.
And then she made up the marinara this time. She did the whole thing. Roasted the squash, and then you basically roast it, and then you've got a half of a football, right?
Right.
So you take a long fork, and you just rake it from one end to the other, and you rake the stuff out on a plate, and it comes out stringy.
Did you take the seeds out of it? Is there a seed pod in the center?
There's got to be. I didn't see that part of it.
Okay.
By the time I got home, they were roasting in the oven.
But it was served that way on a platter.
Yeah.
Right.
She had a bunch of these halves, and I just picked one up because nothing burns my hands.
Right.
And I just started raking it.
I was really hungry.
That's because I've handled wood stoves and grills my whole life, and
right.
I don't get burnt like most people.
Right.
I'm not normal.
So Shasta. Anybody that's listened to this show for any period of time knows that I am a huge olive oil and balsamic fan. It revolutionized my cooking when we met you guys, and I use it extensively in the kitchen. Now that I'm trying to be healthier a little bit,
sure.
I'm using it more and more.
Right.
And I do have a quick question for you. The health aspects of a olive oil, explain to our audience why that's better for me than like cooking oil or
vegetable oil, canola.
Canola, right. All of those.
Basic.
Right.
So olive oil, you have to think of it as a fruit, like a fruit juice, because olive, newsflash, is a fruit.
Right.
And you have to think of it kind of like opening a carton of orange juice. It's seriously not a vegetable.
And the oil comes from the olive or the pit?
The olive.
I thought it was a cork for a jalapeno. Oh, wait, that was a previous segment.
Wait, that's only another one, right? Yeah. So you got to think of it like the orange juice carton. When you open that up, as it sits in your refrigerator over time, it starts to lose its flavor. It changes its freshness over time. The same goes for olive oil. So the difference between what we're getting in and what you're going to get from a canola oil or any of those other oils that people use for cooking is that ours is extremely fresh. We know when it was crushed. We get it shortly after it was crushed. So we know where it came from, how it was harvested, all those details that you don't get from any other type of supplier. Being that it's extra fresh, you made a really good point, is it the fruit or the pit? A lot of times they'll crush the olive with a pit. So it just depends on what estate we get it from and what it is. But the health benefits of extra virgin olive oil are just exponential.
Just as an aside, when they crush all those olives, yeah. I mean, they literally just produce those olives for the oil?
Correct.
And then what happens to all that mass?
So all that mass is just discarded. Sometimes it depends on the estate, but sometimes they'll press it and try to get a second or a third press out of
oh.
it. And then they'll send out the lower quality oil, but that's not extra virgin. Your first press of that olive okay. is extra virgin.
Okay. So again, the health properties of this mm-hmm. are full of antioxidants, right?
Correct, yeah.
And what else is, give me the top two or three things that really improve my diet by
right.
using...
So antioxidants or the polyphenols
right.
Are probably your number one thing that you want to look for. And there are different layers of polyphenols. So 220 or higher is considered a high polyphenol oil. I would say that the majority of the oils that we get in are probably a 300 to 400 and up. So when you come in our store and you taste an olive oil and you feel that nice burn, and then maybe you cough, that's how you know it's fresh.
Okay.
Your peroxide level, it's got to be under a 20 in order for it to be considered extra virgin olive oil. If you look at most of ours, they're in a 3, 4, 5, maybe
okay.
a 6, but usually
which
that
is a
3,
natural
4.
Part of the
yeah.
oil
and
process.
What's it called?
The peroxide level or
said.
Value. Right. It determines the freshness of the olive oil, and it determines that it's extra virgin.
Nice.
So there's actually peroxide in it?
Right.
Well, it's... Yes and no.
A natural form
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
a whole
somewhat.
Nother. Let's
whole
take
nother.
A break, Job.
Yeah. You know what? I want to continue this conversation, Shasta, because the next thing I want to cover in the next segment is the flavors
sure.
and what that does to the oil, good, bad, or indifferent. So coming up next, we're going to hit that and maybe a little grilled pork chops with some bourbon glaze. Stick with us. We'll be back.